There is always at least one ferry operating, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There was a time not too long ago when the number of ferries operating was based on the number of vehicles waiting to cross.
Through the Coast Guard requirements, you know, we have to have a crew of six. So currently the offshore market is very strong. So, you know, we're competing. We have a very high turnover rate. Other areas of challenge that have always been existent are, you know, maintaining the fleet.
Bill Molini is the Galveston Ferry Operations Manager. In addition to the required six crew members for each ferry, it takes 15 to 20 people to maintain a boat. As far as the on-the-water crew goes, you can't just put anyone on a ferry.
The six crew members are one licensed Coast Guard master, one licensed marine engineer, three deckhands. Two have to be what would be referred to as able seaman level. One can be entry level, which is ordinary seaman, and then one additional person to assist the engineer, which would be called a entry level, is a wiper.
To become an ordinary seaman takes a month or two and includes a physical and a license, and it costs about $100.
And that would be to work on any vessel. So, I mean, that's a get-your-foot-in-the-door requirement. Now, what we'll do is if people come in and they're interested, we've got the paperwork for that, you know, just to help assist them if they're interested.
Bill Molini says it takes additional training and licenses to advance from ordinary seaman to higher ranks, but from entry level to being a captain of a ferry can be done in about 5 or 6 years.
We assist people in paying for training and classes and spending time. So, I mean, someone who wanted a job as entry level and were to hire, I mean, their ability to move up, you know, with the state's assistance is there. So there's a great opportunity here for someone who wants to take advantage of it.
Molini says the attraction of the private sector is that licensed seamen can make a lot more money, but they're on the job and away from home for weeks and weeks at a time.
The advantage of working for TxDOT, you know, specifically the ferry, is if you stay a long time, it becomes worth it. You know, if you want to make a lot of money quick, this is not the place you want to be. But if you want long-term security and benefits, then it, you know, it's a good job.
It takes about 18 minutes to make the 2.7-mile trip between Galveston and Port Bolivar. The route crosses one of the busiest waterways in the world. The Galveston Ferry carries about 2 million vehicles and 6 million passengers a year. For more about ferry service in Texas, you'll find a link at KUHF.org. Rod Rice, Houston Public Radio News.